The thousands of people killed in the terrorist attacks 2 years ago today are being remembered today in ceremonies across the country. In a moment, a report from New York. There's also a ceremony this morning at the Pentagon where 184 people were killed. One of the four hijacked planes crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Jim Marker is the chairman of the Somerset County Board of Commissioners.
The local residents have almost taken a fatherly role, if you would, in protecting the families of the victims of Flight 93. They feel a special place in their hearts for these families. We have always sought to maintain the sanctity of the site. We deem it as hallowed ground. It's a place where the war on terrorism began, the first battle against terrorists began in the skies. There, 40 brave souls gave their lives to make sure that that plane did not crash into another building, and making sure that hundreds and possibly thousands of other people didn't die that day.
So the families of the dead have sort of formed a bond with you and your neighbors.
I think there's a striking bond that will be here for many, many, many years to come. In my conversations with the family members, they have reiterated not once, not twice, but probably 50 times that they just can't almost understand how a community would embrace total strangers and make them feel an instant part of the community.
How has this affected the community? Has it changed it at all?
You know, in some ways, I think it has. As much of the world has been changed in similar ways. When you look at patriotism as a whole, this is a very patriotic area. You go into the town of Shanksville, you don't see a house that doesn't have an American flag on it. You see people driving around with American flags on their car. So there's been changes from the standpoint that they are similar changes to the country as a whole.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Jim Marker is the chairman of the Somerset County, Pennsylvania Board of Commissioners.